significant event occurs, no cemetery without appointments there, not for just atmospherics, but for just solid subjects.
And I'll put it in terms of, in effect, this being a message from you rather than a speech by me.
No, that's all right, yeah, no, I didn't say that this is something.
Well, then I'll say this is what the president intends.
That's what they've been working on, and we've been.
And then we can probably.
We're making an enormous amount of preparation, we're having meetings with the Big Four and meetings with the head of NATO, and, you know, I mean, it's really quite impressive, the record.
And then we can get, I think we can organize some European response.
Probably so.
And we'll be leaders to you.
Right.
And then you'll be in the lead of some.
Bravery in New York.
Yeah, to the AP publishers. Originally, I had just intended to answer questions, but I think it's too volatile a situation to be up there only answering questions.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, for example, I think you don't really want to get into the Vietnam thing. Laos,
yes,
exactly. And all that.
It's that would be the danger if I were up there to answer questions.
I think the stage this time.
That's what I thought. The 90% Laos and Vietnam. And I think we ought to make clear that you have, that this is not the major thrust of your foreign policy. Yeah,
that's right. But everybody's just obsessed with it.
Richardson had sent you a memo on bombing in which he, in effect, asked for an NSC meeting. I had asked the chiefs to give us a